Today, children, is the feast of St. John Chrysostom. Now, he's got another unusual name. It's also a Greek name. We had St. Polycarp yesterday, many fruit, and we had St. John Chrysostom today. Chrysostom means someone who has a golden mouth. Golden mouth. Now, that didn't mean he had a lot of gold teeth in his mouth. It meant something else. It meant he was a very good speaker. His words were like gold. His father died when he was very young, and he was raised by his mother, who was very good at keeping the Catholic faith. She taught him correctly how to believe and how to behave. So he grew up a very good boy. And he went to school and was a very good student in school. One of the main classes they had in school in those days was public speaking. Public speaking. So you had to know how to speak correctly in front of other people, how to use correct language, not English, but Greek, of course. If you spoke in English, they wouldn't understand you, so you had to speak Greek. And you had to speak in a certain way, with enough volume to your voice, and you had to memorize certain expressions. And this was a sign that you were a well-educated person. Well, a well-educated person like St. John, he could have gotten a big job in the world, and he could have made a lot of money. But he decided instead to serve Almighty God. So he entered the church, he became a priest, and then he became a bishop of a very important city in the East. Now, he was a very, very good preacher, and that's how he got his name. One of the important things about a preacher is that he gets people to pay attention to what he says. So I notice that you are paying attention to what I say, but that's just because maybe it's the first part of the sermon. So he was a very popular speaker. People listened to him, and he was very strong in condemning evil deeds that people were doing, especially people in positions of power. There was the Empress Eudoxia. Now she, the emperor, of course, was a very important man. He ruled, he was like a king who ruled many kingdoms, and his wife had a lot of influence over him. So the emperor is like the president, and the empress was like the first lady, like Mrs. Obama. So the empress was up to a lot of bad things. And so St. John Chrysostom was very fearless in speaking the truth of the Catholic faith to her publicly, and as well denouncing the bad behavior in the king's court. The court was like the like our White House here. Well, he got into a lot of trouble because of this, and he ended up being sent away into exile. That's when you're sent away from your home city as a punishment. You're sent as, it's not a vacation, it's a punishment. You're sent somewhere very far away. So he suffered a lot because of his good preaching. But he was a good preacher. He knew how to warn people. One of the symbols of the preacher is an animal that we all know as a dog. Now, we have a couple of dogs in the church today, at least statues of dogs in the church today. I haven't heard any actually barking. So we see in the crib, where we have a number of animals, we see in the crib two little dogs. There's another place in the church, another statue, where you see a dog. So maybe after Mass today you can try to find that statue. It's a statue of there's a little dog at the bottom of the statue, and the dog is the symbol of the preacher. Because what does a preacher do? He warns people. And so it's like a watchdog. And so the idea is that he's supposed to warn people about what the truth is, and he's supposed to warn people to behave well. So that's our saint today, St. John Chrysostom, St. John the Golden Mouth, St. John the Great Preacher. Ask St. John at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass today for the grace to listen to the good advice that you receive from your preachers here every day, and pray for more good preachers to come and preach the Catholic faith to you. God bless you, and don't forget, before you leave the church, to look for the statue with the dog in it, the symbol of the preacher. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.